sunrise and sunset, promise and fulfillment, birth and death. The whole drama of life is written in the sands of time.
We present a new series of radio programs, The Clock.
Halfway around the world, on the tip of the Malay Peninsula, a sprawling city lies baking in the tropic sun. Singapore, just north of the equator. A city of contrasts to some, a place of escape to others. Where a man can forget that time exists, and where he can let the days of his life go by to disappear unnoticed, like pebbles in a bog of quicksand. Singapore. A city which has sheltered every race and creed on earth, and which has also sometimes given shelter to the murderer.
Waiter, another gin and tonic like a good fellow.
Make that two, waiter. Hello, Preston.
Well, Detective Regan. Nice to see you again.
I've been looking for you for a long, long time.
Really?
Hawaii, Manila, Shanghai, Saigon, Singapore. You got me on a regular cook's tour.
Did you enjoy yourself?
I almost had you in Hong Kong. You pulled out just one boat ahead of me. In Canton, I saw you waltz away in a rickshaw.
I'm impressed with your perseverance, Regan. You should be a credit to the force.
I'm a stubborn guy, Preston. After all that traveling, I had to show something to my expense account.
Here you are, gentlemen.
Ah. Well, this drink is on me, Regan.
Thanks. Too bad I can't buy a second round. We're starting back to Frisco in an hour.
I presume you have extradition papers.
Right here in my pocket.
Oh, good.
You should have tried getting away with something smaller, Preston, like spitting in a streetcar. Murder's kind of serious.
So I hear. No, I don't carry a gun, Regan.
I'm the timid type. I like to make sure.
Oh, and the handcuffs necessary?
Sorry.
Well, at least let us finish our drinks.
Okay.
I propose a toast to the San Francisco Police Department. Like the St. Bernard, they always find their man.
Thanks for the compliment. That was a dumb trick. That slopped right out of my hand. Good drink gone to waste.
Well, have another one on me.
Let it go, Preston.
Oh, no, I insist. After all, the accident was rather symbolic, don't you think?
What?
It's reminded us both, Regan, that there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip.
As our plane, Preston, we fly from here to Shanghai, from Shanghai on the China tip to Frisco. From here to Shanghai, brother, you're going in style. And to charter that plane to take us north.
Rather expensive way to travel for a killer.
We'll charge it up your wife's estate. We'll subtract it from the dough you knocked her off for. You ain't gonna have much use for it anyway.
A very economic idea.
Lieutenant Regan.
That's me.
My name is Lloyd, sir. I'm your pilot.
Guy is passenger number two. His name's Preston.
Delighted to know you, sir.
How do you do? Sorry, I can't shake hands. Just you see, I'm more or less tied down. Mr. Regan and I are rather attached to each other.
Oh, rather.
When do we hop out, Lloyd?
Well, I was wondering if it wouldn't be wiser to postpone our trip another day.
What for?
There's a typhoon centered in the South China Sea. About 500 miles north of here. I've just received a report from Saigon.
Can't we fly around it?
We might, Mr. Regan, but it's more advisable to wait.
Look, the reason I chartered your crate was so as I could get out of this town in a hurry. I've been floating around the world long enough. We're due back home. You can fly, can't you?
Why, yes.
Then rev your motors and let's get started.
Well, I don't mind taking the chance if you don't. But what about this chap here? He has a little something to say about risking his life, hasn't he?
It ain't his life. Belongs to the state, and right now, mister, that's me. Oil up them propellers and let's get going.
Well, we can land on the coast of Borneo if we run into trouble. I'm ready whenever you are. There's my co-pilot.
Come on, Preston. You're practically on your way to the chair. What time is it, Preston?
Midnight.
What? I never want to take another ride like this for the rest of my life.
Feeling sick?
Sick? I'm dying. What's he doing with this plane? Riding it over a mountain? I don't even stand one level, set of...
Oh, don't look now, Lieutenant, but I think your stomach's missing.
You aren't kidding. Holy smoke, now what?
It looks as if we're running into that storm.
The rain beating against them windows. But the pilot knows which way he's going. tip like that, and you can send me to the cleaners.
Hey, sounds like something's wrong.
Huh?
Listen to those motors.
He picked himself a fine time to get a flat.
Would you mind leaning back for a moment? I want to take a look through the window at that engine.
You can't see anything out there. It's too dark.
It's like we've broken an oil line.
Yeah?
Starboard motor. There's oil all over the wings.
Is that bad?
But it isn't good.
What are you so cool about, Preston? You're riding, too.
I assure you, it's immaterial to me, Mr. Regan, if I die in prison or in the China Sea.
I'll be right back.
Preston, you're a jinx. You've been causing me more trouble.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lieutenant. Really, I am. But if it's not too much to ask, would you remove these handcuffs?
Eh?
In the event we're forced into an involuntary swim, I might stand a better chance. And so would you.
What?
We're losing altitude. The way we're circling, I doubt if the pilot knows exactly where we are.
Lieutenant, you and Mr. Preston had better put on your life jackets. We're in trouble.
What's the big idea? Don't you jerks know how to fly?
The starboard motor's washed out completely, and the port motor's weak. The feed line isn't working properly. We'll have to ditch.
Then what?
I'm not sure, but we may be close to the coast of Borneo. My co-pilot's been sending out SOSs all along. With luck, we may be picked up by a steamer. Better get your jackets on right away.
Okay.
Well, Regan?
Maybe you're a convicted killer, Preston, but I'm gonna take a chance on you and take the handcuffs off.
Thanks.
We go. Luck, Preston.
Sorry, but I can't wish the same for you.
Seem to have been luckier than the pilot.
Here, help me pull him up a bit farther on the beach. Still unconscious.
Oh.
You, Englishman, not my husband?
You. Hey, where is he?
He sleeps in shack, other side of island.
Well, call him. We'll need help. You tell him I'm detective.
Detective?
Police. Me. This man, my prisoner.
I call my husband.
It's a big idea, Preston.
Well, didn't know you'd come too, Reagan.
Why'd you lie to her? You're the prisoner, not me.
You may have a difficult time explaining that.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, I've taken the precaution of removing your wallet, Reagan. Oh, and your gun.
There are the men. Over there, see?
All right now, Lily. Keep your thumb wrong on, I can see him.
One man has gun.
Which one?
Man this side.
Is that the one who said he was a copper?
Yes.
Oh, hey there.
Morning, Governor.
We seem to have had a break. Landing on an island with an English-speaking population.
My wife and me are all the population you're going to see, Governor.
Hey, you mean you live here alone?
That's right.
Look, mister, I'm a detective from San Francisco. This man is a killer and he's my prisoner.
Oh, I see.
Now, that won't work, Preston.
My name's Regan and you know it.
Have the courage in my wallet to identify me as Regan. The gentleman can see for himself.
He took my wallet and he took my gun. Wired the mainland and tell him we cracked up. Ask for police escort from China.
We ain't got no wallet, chump.
Can't you get in touch with the mainland at all?
No. We're 400 miles from the China coast. And it's a long way to the States.
I think you're feeling stronger now, Preston. On your feet, come on.
Will you stop calling me? Look, mister, you've got to believe me. This man's a liar, a cockeyed liar.
He's got the gun, chump. And the identification. That's good enough for me. The shack is home, Governor. My name's Arch. Hers is Lily.
Ah. And she's just as pretty as a name.
Me? Pretty?
Now, you tend to your own affairs, Lily, or I'll box your ears. Go on, dish up some grub for the gentleman.
Yes, very quick.
We've got room in the cabin for one. In the back. The other chap will have to sleep out here.
Now, that'll be Preston, naturally. Is that jetty strong?
Like iron. Why?
I notice there are rings on the stump.
The boats used to use them years ago. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll see about that grub.
All right, Regan. Get moving, my friend. Over to the jetty.
You'll never get away with this, Preston.
Now, that remains to be seen.
Someone will hit the island sooner or later.
It'll be unfortunate for you if it's later.
What are you doing?
I've got to take precautions. You're a dangerous character.
You're not going to handcuff me to this jetty.
You'll get used to it after a while.
Stop. If we ever change places again, Preston, I'm going to beat the ears right off your head.
That shall be your privilege, if we ever change places. But right now, it might be wise if you behaved yourself. You can bake in the sun for a while, and I'll let you know what our plans for the future are as soon as I make them up. They'll be a surprise to you, I'm sure. But they may not be exactly pleasant. However, we'll see.
Tropical year, according to the astronomers, is not of uniform length. Although it now consists of 365 days, 5 hours, and 48 minutes, it is decreasing at the rate of 530 thousandths of a second each century. But a certain Detective Regan might refute this scientific fact. Alone in the broiling sun, handcuffed to a jetty, he might be forgiven if he insisted that a day in the tropics was a long one, and getting longer all the time.
How do you feel, Regan?
How long have I got to stay here in the heat?
I'll take the cuffs off for a few minutes when you eat. Let you romp around on the beach for a while like a good puppy.
Big of you.
Had a rather interesting talk with our friend Arch just now.
Yeah, well, you keep looking at his wife that way and you mightn't find him such a pal.
Yeah, she's attractive, isn't she? Very attractive. You know, they've been living alone on this island for years, just the two of them. They met on one of the larger islands and he brought her up here.
You tell you what... What they call this place?
It's uncharted. Part of the Dutch East Indies group. He's named it the Last Ditch. That's exactly what it seems to be. It's off the steamship lanes, and in 5 years, they've never even seen a plane.
Oh, but how do they live? Where do they get their food?
They live off the island, Regan. He grows everything he needs. Matter of fact, they seem to have little use for anything outside of themselves.
Mightn't be as stupid as you think, Preston.
But he's stupid enough to accept our reversed identity.
Preston, listen, I'll make a bargain with you. Let me loose, and when we get back to the States, I'll appeal for clemency.
And just what will that get me? A life term?
But you don't think for 1 second you'll really get away with this.
Regan, you'd better get it through your head. There's no escape from this island. No way of getting off. And as far as I'm concerned, that suits me fine.
You'd kill me without batting an eyelash, wouldn't you?
Why not? All I need is a convenient excuse for the benefit of our host. And I hope to find that excuse, Regan, in the next few hours.
So the man's a killer, eh?
Murdered his wife with an ice pick. Very clumsy fellow, indeed.
And you're taking him back to be executed?
Yeah, he's already been convicted. Broke out of prison a few days after trial.
Huh. Seems like a nice chap to me.
Nice? Huh. Man's a maniac. That's why I keep him tied. He'd kill all three of us without a qualm if I let him loose.
Go on, eh? Well, better make sure to keep him cuffed to that end post of the jetty.
Oh, why?
Well, the tide comes in about midnight. The water covers the jetty by 2-3 feet. All except the end post on this side.
Ah. That's very interesting.
Well, killer or no killer, you wouldn't want the cat to drown like a rat. Oh.
No, of course not.
How long you been on the Frisco force, Lieutenant?
8 years.
You sure came a long way to have your man.
Keith.
What is it, Lily?
I need water. For cooking?
Can't you fetch it yourself?
No, it's too heavy.
All right. I'll get it for you.
Come here, Lily.
Yes?
You're a lovely creature.
You like?
I like very much. How did you ever come to marry that unkempt idiot?
Marry?
Your husband. Why did you marry him?
He nice. He talk bad sometimes, but he treat Lily good.
Not half as good as I can treat you.
What are you doing?
A little kiss never hurt anyone.
No, let go.
Oh, don't be like that, Lily. Come here.
Let me go. Let me go.
Now, to the hospital.
I'll get water, please.
She's quite a trick, aren't you? What is she, a Filipino?
No. She comes from the islands.
What islands?
I never asked.
Tell me, Archer. Tell me, are you completely self-sufficient out here? You happy?
Happy as a man can be. We've seen everything.
You never have any desire to leave?
Why should I leave? I've got Lily, this house, at the China Sea for a backyard wading pool, 100 palm trees to give me shade. And I've got no truck with civilization.
That sounds like a perfect setup.
It is, Lieutenant. And nobody's spoiling it for me either. You'd better look after your prisoner outside. been in the sun all day.
Yes. Yes, I'll do my best to make certain he's comfortable. Thank you for reminding me. Hello, Regan. Just thought I'd stroll over and see how you were.
What are you doing?
Taking these cuffs off.
It's about time you leave.
Oh, you're not going free, old boy. I'm just making a transfer. I'm tying you to the post at the other end of the jetty, near the water.
What for?
I thought you might like the change. All right. Get down to the end of the jetty.
There's 2 inches of water under that post.
Afraid of getting your feet wet? Don't worry about it. You won't have time to catch cold. Come on. Okay, this is far enough. Turn around. Now you're all set for a nice little swim.
Sooner or later, Preston, you're going to make one mistake.
Not the way I figured it, Regan. You see, after a while, there'll only be two of us on this island. Lily and me. Tide's coming in, Regan.
Tide? Are you going to keep me here until a tide?
That's the general idea.
Let me loose, Preston. You can't keep me locked in this post.
The water's coming in rather fast. 4 or 5 hours, you get yourself a bellyful. I hope you enjoy it, Mr. Lieutenant Regan. Good night.
Four or five hours may be a long time to some, but to Lieutenant Regan it will pass like a flash. So let's see what's happening to our dear friend Preston.
Good evening, Lily.
What do you want now?
Where's your ugly husband?
He go out. Now you leave too.
Oh, don't be afraid of me. I'm not going to hurt you.
Why you come here? What do you want? Why you come to this island to make trouble?
I assure you, I didn't pick the spot, Lily. But I couldn't have picked a better one if I tried.
You go away. You take boat and go away.
Boat? What boat?
Canoe. Other side of island.
Well... So Arch has been holding out on me, eh?
I give you food. You take boat and leave?
I'm not very anxious to sail the China Sea in a canoe, Lily.
What do you do with men?
Worried about Regan, eh?
Regan?
I mean, Preston.
Why you call him Regan?
Why, it's either the heat or your eyes. Getting rather absent-minded. And where are you going, Lily?
I go out.
No, you stay right here.
No.
What have you got?
Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, you got a file, huh? What were you going to do, Lily? Set him free?
I hate you.
Do you?
Don't touch me.
How about a little kiss, huh?
Don't touch me.
Well, hello, Arch. Get out of here, Lily.
What'd you do?
You hear me? Get out. Get out! Oh, what's the idea of the gun, Arch?
Sit down, copper.
All right, I admit I made a pass at your wife. I'll apologize if you want me to.
I think it's about time we got rid of you.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
You've been around too long as it is.
Look, you... Hey, you're not going to use that gun, are you? All right, I made a mistake about your wife, but you don't kill a man for that.
I've got a better reason.
What?
Now, you spent 8 years on the Frisco Fourth, Mr. Copper.
What about it?
And you never saw me before?
Oh, of course not.
Stop lying.
What are you talking about?
My picture's been all over the state. You couldn't have missed it.
Your picture?
Bellows is the name. Archie Bellows. 6 years ago, I killed a man in Frisco. How do you remember?
You killed a man?
They got a noose waiting for me back in the States. There's another one in England. I'm not letting any copper get off this island to tell him where I am.
Well, I couldn't get off the island if I tried.
I lied to you. There's a boat passes 10 miles off the island tip. She never stops here. But some enterprising young gent might get the chance to signal. What's so funny?
You. You with a price on your head and I've been playing it safe.
Not half as safe as I've been playing it.
We're in the same position, you fool. I'm wanted for murder, too.
Are you?
If you hate copper so much, go out there and take a shot at Regan before he drowns. He's the detective, not me.
You must think I'm soft in the head.
No. He was telling you the truth when he said I stole his identity. My name's Preston, and I'm wanted in Frisco. The other man's Regan. He's the detective on the San Francisco force.
Where'd you like to have it, Lieutenant?
You are the detective, not me.
Well?
Well, what? Go on, Lieutenant, tell him.
What's your name, mister? Your real name?
Preston. That's a lie!
My name's Preston. Charles Preston.
He'll kill me, Regan. He'll kill me. Tell him the truth, huh? Don't let him kill me. Regan, don't let him. I tell you, my name is...
Look out, Archie.
got to get out of his hand. Did I kill the rat?
Yes, Arch. You got him. He's dead.
Good. Good. He had it coming. Arch.
Arch.
My husband's dead.
Yes.
Maybe better that way.
I think so, Lily. I remember who he was a few hours ago. I'd have had to take him back in any case.
The steamship passed by when the sun is high tomorrow.
We'll go out to meet it, Lily. The two of us.
Those who contend that time has a different quality about it underneath the tropic sun. Detective Lieutenant Regan might testify to that. And in passing, he might also add that justice is anything but blind.
Listen to The Clock next week, same time, same station. Written by Lawrence Klee, narrated by Hart McGuire. You heard Leon Pierce as Preston, Don Crosby as Regan, Alan Trevor as Arch. Others were Madge Ryan and Walter Sullivan. The Clock, directed by John Saul, is a Grace Gibson radio production.